Right off the bat, I wasn't prepared. And I definitely wasn't prepared physically. I didn't have shorts to wear under my gi. That's the jacket, pants, and belt ensemble people typically practice jujitsu in.
Sometimes the pants come down a little bit.
Totally. That's one of the things I envisioned when I was dreading this today, was getting pants.
But Flow State Jiu-Jitsu and Yoga founding member Skylar Bayer saved me from that fate. She found shorts for me. Once we were all suited up, we began to practice holds that everyone else had already learned. Of course, I was the only new person. Bayer walked me through what's called a mount, demonstrating on a willing volunteer.
I'm on top of her, her back's on the mat. This is a very, very bad position for her, because my hips are on top of her hips. It means I can, like, choke her, break her arms, all sorts of things. And then
that willing volunteer was Margaret Katzik, and Katzik quickly threw her off in a graceful motion. Then it was my turn to escape.
Okay. Sure.
I wormed my way out from under Katzik less gracefully. She was a good sport about it. Next, the three of us practiced a chokehold. This was harder for me. Instructor Becca Carboneau checked in on us.
Yep. Bring these elbows in and down.
How's that feel, Margaret? What are those?
Katzik kindly indicated I wasn't really doing that much of a chokehold.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid to choke her. Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
She's fine.
But getting over fear is sort of what this whole thing is about, Bayer told me.
One of the things that often happens when people do martial arts is they become more confident.
Yeah.
So the way they just carry themselves makes them less likely to be targeted.
She told me the space is built on consent, trust, and care for the people you're literally grappling with. The people in the holds tap out when they hit their limits, tapping either on their partner's arms or legs or on the mat. Instructor Carboneau told me before class that Flow State started as a way to share jiu-jitsu with the community. She says they try and bring that mutual respect off the mat and into every area of the business.
Yeah, so there's a group of us in town that have trained jiu-jitsu for a long time in different spaces, started in different areas, but became a good group of training partners and friends over time, and all really value different styles of training, diversity of thought and experiences.
Anne Carboneau loves jiu-jitsu. She's good at it, and she competes across the country.
I got bored of running and lifting. I needed something more mentally engaging, and if you do jiu-jitsu, you like, can't think about literally anything else when you're trying not to get strangled.
Bear, who was acting as my personal coach for the evening, walked me through another hold and escape, the backpack hold. We're seated on the mat. First, she wraps her legs around my waist from behind me like a koala. Then her arms slide under my armpit and over my shoulder.
This is what's going to control you really well. And so what she was just going over was like how to escape that. Okay. Wiggle out like a little animal.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And wiggle out I did. Then she shows me how to choke someone from behind. She did it first. And then I got over my fears and I tried. I did a bit better this time. After class, I checked back in with Margaret Katzik to make sure there were no hard feelings about my attempt to choke her. There wasn't. She said she started learning jiu-jitsu years ago for the self-defense aspect. But now, she keeps coming back because it really engages her.
Like, I play softball, basketball, volleyball. It's just such a different sport. Yeah, like, I think it just mindful strength. Strengthen, like, your mind and body. I think it touches all those aspects.
And she stays engaged, even when she's not in class, by thinking about how to improve her escapes. She hopes the space will encourage more people to give the sport a shot.
You just got to try it. You're starting out at the same place that anybody else has started out.
And Flow State also has yoga classes. But this beginner class was enough for me. Tapping out in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery.